talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, bits and pieces.
Hi!
Hi!
How are you, Corbin?
I'm good, how are you?
You got into your apartment?
Yeah, finally. I was just sitting outside my door. But yes, I'm good.
Are you someone who constantly gets locked out, or is this the first time?
I usually don't, but for some reason, I think it's, like, the new area and just, like, me being anxious all the time. So, it's, like, the third time, but we're not going to talk.
It's all right. You don't have your routine down yet. Like, that's when I would be. If I'm a little flustered like that, I'd make that mistake. Yeah.
If I didn't have a room in college, I would have never have gotten into my room. Like, I constantly lost my keys.
Yeah. But so, I don't
need it.
Yeah.
And so, how has it been up there? How's your first season at PSG?
It's good. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. The culture here is amazing. I love the girls. It's just a great experience, and I'm enjoying every bit of it, so...
What do you think, like, is the low-key, like, best part about playing there? Like, something that you never would have thought of?
Never thought of. I don't know. I mean, I thought about pretty much a lot of the aspects of it. I would say, like, just playing with girls from around the world and a lot of different places and all the different types of styles that they bring. It's just really... So I never really thought, like, how much value that could hold for me as a player, just learning from them and from their experiences. So that's pretty cool, and I'm really grateful for that.
That's awesome. Yeah, is there anyone specific that's taken you under their wing or kind of been a mentor to you since you've been there?
I would say a lot of the international girls, so Lika Martins, Jackie, and who else? Ramona. They really taking me under their wing, and Rami's actually showed me some tricks with juggling. I suck at them, but I mean, it's really fun to try because she is pretty good at a lot of things, and juggling is one of them, so.
That's great. It's got to be like such a hard transition to come over there, and it's probably so nice to have people on the team who kind of guide you and you can like rely on and have as friends and teammates. So that's so nice that you have that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is this one of your first experiences like living away from home?
I mean, outside of college, yeah, it pretty much it's so far away. I mean, I can't, like college, I could go home for the weekend. It was only like 2 hours, an hour drive, but like here I can't, so it is really difficult, and I miss home a lot. But I mean, my family can visit whenever they want. I get a couple flights back and forth for my family, which is really nice, but you know, it takes time away from what they're doing, so it is difficult. And just like the different culture, it's hard.
That is so nice that your family's gotten to visit. So they've come to some of the games.
Yeah. My mom came over a couple times, and hopefully, I think my brother and sister are planning to come next season. But yeah, she came to a couple games, stayed here with me for like a couple weeks, I think, and it was fun. We went on a couple adventures. Yeah.
Cool. I love that. Yeah, it must be like being away from home. Is there anything that you do that like helps? Like, do you FaceTime friends and family, or do you just prefer to like text, or... Do you send me packages? I remember loving getting packages when I was in like college.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just FaceTime my friends back in college and my mom all the time. Sometimes I leave the phone on at night, so it's like I can still hear her. But yeah, it's mostly just remote, just like FaceTime, that kind of thing. And sometimes I walk to the castle here in Saint-Germain. It's really big and pretty, and some of the girls from the team go there all the time. We have some coffee. So, I mean, it is nice to have them, and just helps me out.
Can you go back a little bit more to your college experience at Notre Dame and how you ended up finding yourself there and what that experience was like?
Yeah, for sure. Going into my sophomore season, I just remember talking with the coaches and coaches talking with me saying, like, we want to get you to that level eventually and eventually see you out in Europe. And so the plan for me was to help me grow while I was in college as much as possible. And I didn't think this is where I would be at all. I was just going to do my best within the season. And coming from the World Cup previously, I've learned a lot of stuff from that, from the experiences there. And so then I just transferred that to like the college season. And it just helped me be more hungry for the game, which showed pretty much in my season. And yeah, it wasn't until like January, December-ish when, you know, I was like given this opportunity. And they're like, hey, yeah, their PSG's been watching you. And I was like, oh my goodness, like really? Like I started freaking out. And it was during my ambassador's trip for this program. And I was freaking out. My mom was freaking out for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, no way, Messi's here too. Like there's no way. Neymar, like I was going crazy, fangirling.
You get to meet them?
No, I actually haven't. I actually kind of met Mbappe a little bit, but not Messi or, yeah, so nothing huge, but yeah, I feel it helped me get where I'm at, so.
So was that a tough decision to leave, or you right away when they showed interest, you're like, all right, I'm ready, I'm going to go?
Yeah, no, it was a really hard decision, like very hard. I called so many people, called, you know, my previous coaches, my mom obviously was there, my godparents, like I called everyone to get like their votes and their opinions on it. I did not want to leave my teammates. I was set on at least one more year because I want to win the national championships. And I didn't want to leave my friends because I, you know, they're great people and they're people I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. And I, being a strong Christian, I felt like I still could like help them in their life and they could help me out. And I didn't want to leave them yet, but you know, I saw a bigger mission in my life that I need to go somewhere outside my comfort zone. And maybe that's leaving behind my home and coming here. And so I kind of had to like grow up quickly and just be like, hey, this is a great opportunity. God opened this door for me and I should take it. So that's kind of where it's summed down to. And yeah, now I'm here.
That must have been really, yeah, that must have been very, very difficult because you like have this like not once in a lifetime opportunity, but really it could be, potentially be a once in a lifetime opportunity. And, you know, all of the things that make you feel comfortable and safe are on one end of it. And then everything that's scary and unknown is on the other end of it. When you talked to like everyone in your life and you said you were calling everyone and getting their perspective, did they help to, you know, bring new points that you weren't thinking about to mind, or were they kind of just reinforcing what you already knew?
Yeah, no, they were bringing new points into the conversation, just saying like, hey, this is going to be a great opportunity. This is going to open doors from years from now. Even if you don't do well, you're still going to be able to say like, hey, you went to PSG, you got in the field at PSG and all these things. And also like the experiences from the other girls, I get to take that to the next, wherever I go next. And so they were just like talking to me about this and they're like, hey, if you do choose to stay, like it's also going to be fine for you there too. Like college is still going to help you grow. You're still going to go somewhere with your life. Like you're still going to be with your friends. You're going to help everyone out. You're going to go after your academics and all that stuff. So yeah, they were bringing in like new equations and I was just like thinking through everything and just hearing and making sure I was like actually making the right decision because I didn't want to just jump in just in case I was like missing out on something else that I should be there for, you know? So.
Yeah, that's a really great point. So since you've been there, you haven't been there for in several seasons or anything like that, but how do you feel like you've grown so far?
I think my game's just gotten a lot cleaner. One of the things was just like the quickness of like one touch passes. Here it's like very quick. It's always going from side to side and it's very clean and each team has like possession of the ball for a majority of the time. Whereas college was more back and forth. So like I really had to clean that up and make sure my passes were actually crisp. And it's a different like soccer culture too. Like in the US that you play the balls more in front of the person and let them run onto it. But here they want it at their feet. So it's like, you have to change that mindset a little bit. And it's hard because like you're so used to playing it a certain way and now you have to, you know, change how you play and it's difficult, but I'm growing.
What was that first feeling like, stepping on for the first training session? Like, were you filled with nervousness, excitement? Did you have a good practice? I'm curious, was your first practice a good one or was it bad?
Yeah, no, it was actually pretty good. And, you know, the coaches came up to me after and they're like very happy and impressed. I was just so excited. I was like, this is insane. Like, I was going off the walls. A lot of my teammates tell me now, they're like, you were so energetic then. And I'm like, yeah, I still am. But like, I was just going crazy. But yeah, it was a good session. And I made some like good, I think I made like an assist and almost scored in my first practice because we played. But yeah, I did some like cool heel kicks and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm so awesome. Yeah.
To start. Are you someone who can channel their nerves like well on the field? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Must be nice.
Jealous.
Yeah.
And have you always been that way, like since like growing up too?
Yeah. I literally just channel that energy and make it happen. But sometimes it's bad energy and sometimes it's good, but usually it helps me play better on the field, so.
That's so nice. And so you had to kind of change from playing the ball in a different way, playing more like direct to feet and everything, which I'm sure was hard. What about position wise? Like, I know you play midfield. Were you always in the same position over there as well? Have they moved you around? Is it just like very different there?
Yeah, I'm used to playing the attacking mid role. Obviously, like back in college, I would play attacking mid, but also come back and help defensively. But here it's a lot more, like you stay in your spot more up. And I did play the six, one of the games just the whole time, which I've never like in official like game, like when I was in club, you know, 10, I played the six, but like in a big game, I've never just played the six before. So that was like a new experience. And I just took that role and I just played my game normally and, you know, did well with that. And yeah, it's different. It's a lot different here. There's like a different cycle with things, different than the national team. National team is more like collective play. And like here it's collective, but it's also like individually you have to be on the right page and doing the right things. So it's a little bit different, but yeah.
So you've noticed a lot of nuances between like playing college and then playing here. I'm just curious because I feel like a lot of players go through this, even this could be between two college teams, the differences. Was this communicated to you by coaches, like explained in trainings? Was it teammates who were like, no, you're going to stay right here, or I want the ball to my feet, or I want it this way? Or did you watch video and that's how you learned? Like, I'm curious, because that's a lot. That's a big adjustment when you know, soccer becomes habitual in some sense. And if you're used to always moving out of your zone, you know, you have to entirely retrain yourself to now stay put in the area that they want you in. I'm just curious, was that like you've learned that as you're going along, or this was like individually coached to you or explained to you by players? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Part of it was I watched a couple games, you know, before I came, obviously. But also just like playing, the girls, they really communicate here. It's a lot, it's like the French communication style. Like, I don't think they mean it in a bad way, but like they really like make sure
they're like blunt about it.
So, you know, if I don't play in the right spot, they're like, no, I want it here. So it's like very direct and you're like, okay, like I get that now. And like, especially the culture here, they don't really communicate that well. So like me, I had to go up to them and be like, hey, like, was that good or was that bad? And they're like, ah, I would have liked it a little bit more up here. So I kind of just like checked off the boxes and just made my own like deductive reasoning. Like, oh, I'm watching other players play the ball and this is how they're playing it. So like, that must be like how I'm supposed to play it. So that's kind of like how I went through it. But there was also a flip side where the coach was like telling me like things like, hey, like I'm here to like help you get better and like, you know, get into this culture as fast as possible and just get comfortable. And so he was just telling me like, hey, this is what you need to work on. This is what you need to do better. And I'm like, all right, that sounds good. So then I just did that on the field.
That's great. Yeah, that like direct communication is nice. Like, you know, when like instead of like a player getting pissed at you because you've given them 10 balls not where they want them, to just be like, yo, this is where I want the ball to be put and feed it to me this way is a much faster way to get accustomed to the system and learn. That's nice, that communication.
Yeah.
Have you learned any French?
A little bit. I'm trying. I've taken a couple classes. I'm not like super good at it. It's still like in a weird phase right now where I say something and they kind of just like stare at me like, "Would hey, I'm so sorry. Like, that's not what I meant." But I'm getting better at it. I know a little bit, like, ça va and et toi and all that stuff. So, yeah.
If it makes you feel better. We lived in France for a month, and the only thing I learned how to say was, "I'm sorry" and "please."
Yeah.
The only thing I knew was, like, they asked about the bathroom.
Where the bathroom,
I go to the bathroom.
Is
Where's the bathroom?
I'll be learning that next, so hopefully I'll be able to say all that soon.
There you go. That's good. So what are your, long-term, you have such a long career ahead of you. What are your goals? Do you have anything specific in mind that you want to achieve, whether it's there, whether it's national team, or just, like, in general? Are you a goal-oriented person?
Yeah, I would say I'm more goal-oriented person. I would say eventually getting on the national team. I feel like that's everyone's main goal. But for me, it's just like having a successful career and season. And even if like I don't play for the U.S. national team, it's okay. Like, I'm fine with where I'm at because I love soccer and I want to play every single day. And, you know, I have other places I can go play. I can go home and play like on the side and play with my friends. Like, as long as I'm happy and like doing what I love, I'm fine with it. But really, I'm just living one step at a time, one day at a time. So like, as of right now, yes, getting on the national team, and next season having like getting starting you know, games, and, you know, being successful, scoring goals and all that. So
it just sounds like you love the game so much. That's such a nice game. Just like, I just want to play. It doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
I'll feel like anywhere.
I love it. Alana, anything else before we move into rapid fire?
No, I think that was a good little note to end on too, because I think that's a really awesome mindset just for you to have. And, you know, not to, you know, I'm sure you hear all the time, you're so young, but it's very impressive for you to have such an open mindset and like an excited mindset about all these opportunities instead of like a nervous one. Because if you went into all these situations with hesitation, you probably wouldn't have risen to the point of where you're rising right now by just taking the opportunities and crushing them. So I'm just super impressed, and that's really, really awesome to hear. And I'm very excited for the journey that you've got ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
They're all fun questions. Okay. What's a sport you wish you were good at?
Ooh, I would say volleyball.
Nice. That's a good one. Yeah. Beach volleyball or like regular?
No, not beach volleyball. That seems too hard.
It does seem so tiring.
Yeah. Who wants to do that? No, like I want to get up there, like spike and dive.
Yeah, when people are good at that sport, it's impressive. It's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, what is a world record that you have a shot at beating? It can be as random as you want.
Any world record, like anything.
You could have a weird niche talent.
Well, I guess it's like something I have. Like, my thumb can go really far back.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Like.
Yeah, that is a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
you could beat something with your thumbs.
Yeah.
Thumb worm. Thumb wars. Yeah.
What's your spirit animal?
It's kind of random, but I would say like a snow leopard. I don't know if you know. Yeah. I would say.
Did you grow up in an area with snow leopards, or has this just been an animal you've always related to?
I just love like their personality, and they're so rare too, but when you do see them in zoos and stuff, they're very like energetic and like random and like weird. So like, yeah.
All right, good. That's good. That's a good answer. I like that. All right. What is the dumbest way you've ever hurt yourself?
Oh, I guess it's like not technically. Yeah. It was my tooth. Oh. I like have a half tooth. Yeah. I was walking up with a plate and up the stairs, and my mom was like, "Yeah, you better not like carry a plate up the stairs. You're going to chip your tooth." And I was like, no, I'm not going to chip my tooth. There's no way. And I literally, the next step, I fell and chipped my tooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Teeth injuries are real.
Coming from, and my he just knows. I'm like, how did you know?
I think 100% of the people on this podcast have fake front teeth, right?
Yeah. Oh, my. Hilarious. What's one thing you can't travel without on an away game trip?
It's like really boring. My headphones. You know, you gotta have.
What kind of headphones do you have?
AirPods. Nice. Lightweight.
I feel ya. What is the best meal that you can cook? Are you a cooker?
I am. So I would say my, I don't even know what it's called. It's just like chicken with like paprika, some like garlic salt on it, like in an air fryer. Then you can like put some pesto on it. So it's like a pesto, like, yeah. Mm. And then spaghetti on there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
That sounds really good. Do they have air fryers there?
Yeah, I had to buy a new one. I did have one. I brought it over and then blew a fuse because didn't know you couldn't.
Those plugs, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, now.
If you could cook, if you could have dinner with any athlete, who would it be?
Lionel Messi.
Yeah. Fine. I wouldn't be able to speak any words the whole meal.
I would just stare, just like.
I'd be like.
He either. I'd hold the spoon up. Be like.
Oh, man. Are you sad that he's leaving PSG?
Yeah, I'm sad.
Yeah.
But. You know, it's okay. It's
still cool that you were even in the same vicinity as him for as long as you have been. That's so funny. All right, and our last question. What is your biggest soccer goal problem?
Oh, I have, like, so the cleats I have, when I walk, they constantly, like, just start wearing down. And so within, like, a month, I have to get new cleats. So, like, that's, like, the biggest problem.
It's Are you walking on concrete with them?
Yes. We have concrete, like, on the walkway to practice. And so I'm, like, literally, like, hopping because, like, I don't want to, like, rub it down. But literally, I take my old cleat and, like, the difference in the sizing, it's
I always said if I was going to invent – if there were uniform studs on cleats, I would invent little just caps you could pop on them and then walk on the concrete with them.
Oh, or like a little slipper that you put on the bottom of the cleat.
Yeah, just to save it.
Like, sneaker. But that's so funny that, like, I thought, like, our college and, like, high schools – like, it's funny that PSG has concrete that you have to walk on. Like, it's just a soccer ball for everyone.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I feel like one is tan lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also that's the uniform problem.
Can't fix that one, but maybe we could create something for the cleat.
Maybe.
Well, Corbin, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know you, and we're so excited to continue to watch you just crush it on the field. So good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we get to see you play in person sometime soon.
Yeah, for sure. Just let me know.
Awesome. Have a great season.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.